Ever wondered what it really takes to be a leader in today's fast-paced, ever-changing world? Forget the old rule book. The modern executive is rewriting it. Welcome to this lesson where we're going to discuss the modern executive and a new framework for leadership in a digital age. If you're ready, let's get started. We'll be right back after this short break. Hello, Explorers. Welcome back. I'm Mary Daphne, and this is Exploring Communications, the channel where we help you to reach social fluency, master communication, and become a standout leader. And if you're new here, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, share this channel with friends, and ring the bell so that you never miss out on our valuable content. All right, let's dive right in. First, let's talk about what the modern executive is not. Gone are the days when being an executive meant dressing up in uncomfortable clothes just to look the part. And let's not even talk about the jargon-filled corporate speak. Synergize the deliverables, anyone? Plus, ditch that facade of perfection. It's not doing you any favors. In contrast, the modern executive is agile and adaptable, ready to pivot when needed. Authenticity is your best asset. Lead with integrity and your true self. And let's not forget communication. In our noisy world, being a master communicator sets you apart. Why this matters more than ever. In our global digitized world, these traits aren't just nice to haves, they're essentials. So if you're still clinging to outdated notions of what an executive should be, it's time for a change. Before we dive into the strategies, I'd like to tell you all about Explorning Academy, a professional development platform and community for the modern executive. If you're looking to truly excel as a modern executive, then you'll want to hear about Explorning Academy's specialized professional development program. This program is meticulously designed to help you cultivate confidence, improve communication, and master social fluency. Why choose Exploring Academy's professional development program, you ask? Well, what sets this program apart is its holistic approach to executive development. While many programs focus on just one aspect, like communication or leadership, Exploring Academy offers a comprehensive curriculum that addresses all facets of modern executive skills. Cultivate confidence. Confidence is the bedrock of effective leadership. Our program provides you with the tools to build and maintain self-assurance, even in the most challenging situations. Improve communication. As we've discussed, communication is key. Our program goes beyond the basics, offering advanced strategies for clear, impactful communication. Master social fluency. In today's interconnected world, the ability to navigate social situations is invaluable. Our program teaches you the nuances of social dynamics, helping you build stronger, more meaningful relationships. The true uniqueness of Exploring Academy's professional development program lies in its integrated approach. It's not just a course, it's a transformative experience. Plus, you'll be part of an amazing community of forward-thinking professionals offering peer support and mentorship that you won't find anywhere else. So if you're committed to becoming the best modern executive you can possibly be, there's no better place to start than with a professional development platform and community at Exploring Academy for the Modern Executive. Learn more and join us at Exploring Academy by going to academy.exploring.co. I hope to see you there. All right, now let's go on to the strategies. Agile adaptability. So let's dive into one of the most crucial skills for the modern executive, which is agile adaptability. Now you might be wondering, why is adaptability so important? Well, let me tell you. In today's ever-changing landscape, being adaptable isn't just a nice to have, it's an absolute necessity. We're talking about survival of the fittest here. And in the corporate jungle, agility is your best ally. What does agile adaptability look like? So imagine you're leading a team that's been working on a project for months, and suddenly there's a shift in market demand. The old approach, stick to the plan and hope for the best. The agile approach, pivot. Quickly reassess, adapt your strategy, and redirect your team's focus to meet this new demand. Let's look at an example. So take the tech industry, for instance. Remember when BlackBerry was the go-to for business communication? They failed to adapt to the touchscreen revolution, and well, we all know what happened there. On the flip side, look at companies like Apple or Google. They're constantly evolving, adapting to consumer needs, and even anticipating them. Or consider the healthcare sector during the COVID-19 pandemic. Hospitals had to adapt quickly to a surge in patients, requiring changes in protocols, resource allocation, and even the physical layout of facilities. Those that adapted quickly fared much, much better. So the question is, how can you cultivate this skill of agile adaptability? Well, start by adopting agile methodologies in your projects. Use tools like Scrum or Kanban boards to keep track of progress and make quick adjustments as needed. Encourage a culture of continuous learning and feedback within your team. And most importantly, be open to change yourself. Agile adaptability is all about being prepared for the unexpected, being willing to change your course of action when needed, and doing it all seamlessly. It's not just about surviving. It's about thriving in a world that won't stop changing. Now let's go on to authentic leadership. So authentic leadership is rapidly becoming a cornerstone of effective management in the modern workplace. Gone are the days when leaders could hide behind a corporate facade. Today's workforce values transparency, honesty, and genuine interaction. Authenticity is not just a buzzword. It's a leadership style that fosters trust and inspires teams to reach their full potential. What does authentic leadership look like? Authentic leaders are self-aware and genuine. They're not afraid to show vulnerability, admitting when they don't have all the answers and acknowledging their mistakes. This creates an environment where employees feel safe to be themselves, leading to increased engagement and productivity. Let's look at some examples. Consider Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft. He transformed the company culture by focusing on empathy and collaboration. His authentic leadership style has been credited with revitalizing Microsoft, turning it into a more innovative and open company. Let's look at Brené Brown. Brené Brown, a research professor and author, has done extensive work on the power of vulnerability. Her research shows that leaders who are willing to show vulnerability are more relatable, trustworthy, and effective in building strong teams. We'll be right back after this short break. So how can you cultivate authentic leadership? To become an authentic leader yourself, start by conducting a self-assessment. Understand your strengths and weaknesses and be open about them with your team. Practice active listening to understand the needs and concerns of your team members. And finally, align your actions with your words. Consistency is key in authentic leadership. So authentic leadership is about being true to yourself and leading with integrity. It fosters a culture of trust and respect, which is crucial for any organization's success in today's complex and rapidly changing business environment. Effective communication. Effective communication is a cornerstone skill for the modern executive. In a world inundated with information, the ability to convey your message clearly and succinctly is invaluable. It's not just about speaking well, it's about making sure your message resonates and prompts action. What does effective communication look like? Effective communication is twofold. It's about what you say and how you say it. The best communicators are those who can distill complex ideas into simple, relatable terms. They know their audience and they tailor their message accordingly. They also listen actively, ensuring a two-way flow of information. Let's look at some examples. Take Elon Musk, for instance. His vision for SpaceX and a future where humans colonize Mars is complex and filled with technical details. However, when he talks about it, he uses simple, inspiring language that captures imaginations. He cuts through the noise by focusing on the core message, making life multiplanetary. Another example is Steve Jobs' introduction of the iPhone. He didn't even delve into the intricate technicalities. Instead, he simply said, "It's an iPod, a phone, and an internet communicator." That straightforward message made a complex product easily understandable. So how do we cultivate effective communication? To improve your communication skills, focus on clarity and brevity. Use simple words and get straight to the point. Practice active listening and encourage feedback to understand if your message is getting through. And remember, nonverbal cues like body language, gestures, and tone also play a significant role. Effective communication is not just about talking. It's about connecting. It's the ability to convey complex ideas in simple terms, to listen as much as you speak, and to adapt your message to your audience. In today's noisy world, effective communication is more critical than ever for a modern executive. Emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, often referred to as EQ, is increasingly recognized as a vital skill set for modern executives. IQ might get you in the door. It's your EQ that will help you effectively lead and manage a team. Emotional intelligence is not just about being nice or kind. It's about understanding and managing your own emotions while also being attuned to the emotions of others. What does emotional intelligence look like? An emotionally intelligent leader is self-aware, empathetic, and has strong interpersonal skills. They can read the room, understanding not just what is being said, but also the unspoken dynamics at play. This allows them to build stronger, more meaningful relationships with their team members, clients, and stakeholders. We'll be right back after this short break. Let's look at some examples. Consider Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks. Schultz is known for his empathetic leadership style, which includes offering health insurance to part-time employees and focusing on community building within stores. His high EQ has been credited with Starbucks' transformation into a beloved global brand. Let's look at another example. Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, has been praised for her emotionally intelligent handling of various crises, including the refugee crisis and the COVID-19 pandemic. Her calm demeanor and empathetic communication style have made her a trusted leader. So how do you cultivate emotional intelligence? To enhance your EQ, start by practicing self-awareness. Regularly check in with yourself to understand your emotional state and how it might be affecting your decisions. Also, practice active listening and empathy by putting yourself in others' shoes. Emotional intelligence can be developed through consistent practice and self-reflection. Emotional intelligence is a crucial skill for the modern executive. It goes beyond the mere technical expertise or strategic acumen to encompass the softer skills that are essential for effective leadership. In today's complex and fast-paced business environment, EQ is just as important as IQ. Strategies for the modern executive. In the realm of modern leadership, the way executives give and receive feedback has undergone a significant transformation. It's no longer a one-way street. It's a dynamic exchange that fosters growth for both the leader and the team. So let's dive into some effective strategies for giving and receiving feedback like a modern executive. The SBI method. When it comes to providing feedback, the SBI, which stands for Situation, Behavior, and Impact Method, is a game changer. So here's how it works. Situation. Describe the specific situation where the behavior occurred. Behavior. Detail the observed behavior, sticking to the facts. Impact. Explain the impact of that behavior on the team or project. For example, instead of saying, "Your performance has been lacking," you could say, "In last week's team meeting," situation, "I noticed you were disengaged," behavior, "which made the team lose focus," impact. So I'll say that again. In last week's team meeting, I noticed you were disengaged, which made the team lose focus. Now let's look at receiving feedback like a champ. Receiving feedback is just as crucial as giving it. The key is to listen actively without becoming defensive. Ask for specific examples to understand the issue better and thank the person for their input, even if it's tough to hear. This shows emotional intelligence and a willingness to improve. So in the modern executive landscape, feedback isn't just a tool for improvement. It's a strategy for success. By implementing methods like SBI for giving feedback and mastering the art of receiving it gracefully, you set the stage for a culture of continuous growth and improvement. So there you have it. The modern executive is agile, authentic, and a master communicator. If you want to thrive in today's world, these are the skills you need to cultivate. If you found this video helpful, please give it a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and don't forget to subscribe for more awesome content for the modern executive and the person who wants to reach social fluency. Until next time, keep exploring, and I'll see you then. Bye for now.